All right, we'll call the meeting to order.
Pull your mic closer, but...
We'll call the meeting to order.
I don't think they can hear you.
Supervisor Palmaville?
Here.
Frederick?
Here.
Kubicki?
Present.
Franco?
Here.
All right. Approval of the minutes?
Move to approve.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. I will go to citizens' comments. Citizen, go ahead. Go. Actually, there's a mic over there.
Can't hear you, Joe.
There we go. Can you hear me now? Joe Clark, 4862, 105th Place, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. 10 years ago, I sat on this committee, and I believe, I can't recall anymore whether I chaired it, but certainly I think any map can be drawn to accommodate anything. When we first had our maps out in our process, we called in the NAACP, the Hispanic community. We had those people take a look at the maps, let us know which ones they liked, which ones they didn't like. We talked to supervisors to figure out which ones we liked, which one we didn't like, whether they needed changes to accommodate certain things that they wanted. We tried to do everything to do that. That was a different time on the county board, a very much different time on the county board. I hear that they talk about it's partisan. Yeah, it's partisan. Unfortunately, the sickness of partisanship has hit this county board, and it's going strong. 10 years ago, when the state was doing Senate maps or district maps, we took Senate districts that really covered Kenosha County and Racine County and decided that it was going to be much better to be east and west. Nobody from the Liberty groups were there crying that that was wrong at all, and it was partisan. Partisans live and well. Partisans live and well on this county board. My state representative, not my state representative, but poor Bob Wirch has to lie about where he lives so he can still represent. John Lehman, they changed it out to make it an all-red district. I want to see all purple districts. I want to see it where representatives have to listen to both sides. That's not the point or issue here, but to say that gerrymandering doesn't exist, whether it's at the state level, at the local level, for these people to be here at the last meetings and whine about it, sometimes when the shoe's on the other foot, you don't like it. You guys have the boot. Justice? How about the way the supervisors that are being targeted are being treated? How about how they've acted on the county board? How about how they've sat there with their back to the citizenry when they didn't like it? How about when they voted for bonding and voted against budgets? And let's not forget, we just got AAA bonding, and I suggest everybody in this room get out and read that bonding report and see the rave reviews on Kenosha County. You'd be surprised when you hear some of these people talk. So... And there's a lot of talk. And it's gerrymandering. You call it whatever you want. My district, which is now, when I was on the board, Pleasant Prairie had virtually almost three districts. They all ran north and south. Prior to this current map, that's the way it was. This current map was turned the other way to make an accommodation. The bulk of the growth, Pleasant Prairie, Twin Lakes, in about 700 in the city of Kenosha. Of course, the maps are going to consolidate. And anybody thinks that Monica Juhas can't win, whether she's in Bristol or not, they're fooling themselves. 72% of the votes come out of Pleasant Prairie in the current district the way it is, and she handled it. So if it were me and the actions of these people on the board, I dish out justice, and I would go with map A and B. You're lucky I'm not on the board, because that's where I would go. If you vote for this tonight, the revised map, then I suggest you keep your options open and you watch how these people act through the budget. You have leverage. Use it. Regardless, there will be no free passes in 2022, regardless of how this map is done. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Kevin Mathewson. I'm here tonight to talk about hypocrisy. So on this board in front of us tonight, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 folks who are all Democrats. Raise your hand if you're a Republican from the committee. Raise your hand. Seeing no hands. Okay, so these five folks here on this committee all complained and moaned about the Republicans gerrymandering the state of Wisconsin. Oh, it's unfair. Bad Republicans are gerrymandering. And then what do they do when they have the authority to draw maps? They gerrymander. It's pre-hypocrisy. That's a hypocrisy. So I find that very ironic, and it brings me joy. It's funny. We heard about Monica Juhas. Yeah, we already know who's going to be the next chairman of the county board, and it's years away. Why? Because it's all inside politics. It's been decided. So what do? They made her district all in Pleasant Prairie because they looked at the numbers and found out that'd be the easiest way to make sure she was elected. Give her all of Pleasant Prairie. Take away Bristol where she did poorly. So figure out a better map. Don't play these games that you all hate. You guys are all Democrats. You hate the Republicans for gerrymandering, and now you're going to go do it. That's silly. You know, they picked Jim Cruiser put the chairman because he carries the water for him. I wish you'd think independently, Boyd, but I guess you just do what you're told, and you know no other way. So do the right thing and pick fair maps, and don't do what you say you hate, what that other people do. Just doesn't look good. Thank you.
I'm just going to speak really loud because I don't want to bend over this mic that's so low. My name is Tom Sanzik. I'm from 8623 21st Avenue. I was going to talk about how it seems, even with the technology that we have today, we seem to be unable to make a single map that doesn't redistrict out a supervisor, violate compact district laws, go beyond the 10% limit of deviation, and divide communities of interest. But let's be honest here. You don't care about that. If you did, you would have a map that didn't do all that. Now, you may have it on C, but it's not on the agenda. And being I don't have binoculars, I can't see what you might have brought today, which as one of your constituents is a little disturbing to me. But let's assume what I think you're going to do, and that is that you seem to be unable not only to bring a map that doesn't violate just one of these, to bring a map, every map you have up there violates all four. Could you at least put one that doesn't violate at least one of those? Did I do all four? Maybe you forgot that this is a constitutional republic. You are not the lords of the land of Kenosha. You are our representatives, and we're here right now to tell you we want a fair map. But you know what? Let's just cut the crap, right? Maybe you don't want to tell us the truth because you're afraid that it might hurt you in the next election. But look at this. Truth's already out. Your actions will speak very more clearly in what's going on here, and we're watching this. So if you're not going to listen to your constituents, just going to go ahead and do what you want, and then continue to just lie to us about it, well, we'll see you this spring.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tough crowd. My name is Albert Gonzalez. Can I give my address off record to the clerk? Is that okay? Okay. So I've been sitting for the last three meetings here just watching what happened, and I kind of been back, and I didn't say anything in the first couple meetings. I just kind of listened. I heard different opinions and different things given. It's a tough crowd to be in, I imagine. gerrymandering, all that kind of stuff. I saw the picture of the gerrymandering. You're right. It looked like an eagle. It looked like a monster or whatever. I remember you were describing all that. I went and looked it up. Historically, you're correct. This doesn't appear to be that, but it does appear to be very one-sided against what more people are saying, more conservative members of your board. I went back and looked at the 2010 meeting notes, and I went back and looked because Supervisor Noodle kept bringing up the fact, why are we doing this so quickly? Why are we doing this so quickly? Why are we doing this so quickly? So I went and looked at the little handbook that the state gives regarding guidelines on, you know, how to do all this. That gentleman, you were right. Everything you said about minorities and keeping voting blocks together, all that stuff, you, I could tell you read that manual, because that's what the manual had said. But what I started to realize is this is going a lot faster than it did in 2010. In 2010, you guys seem to have got the census information either in March or April. There were two meetings by your committee, and Mr. Clark was on there. I was looking at that. And the final map, at least the initial map, wasn't done until May 17th of that year of 2011. There was actually 210 days due to a lawsuit and decided on by Judge Schrader, and the final map was drawn up or accepted in November of that year. So when Supervisor Noodle kept doing that, that's what sparked me to go and do my homework to find out exactly what was going on. So this does seem rather quick. Couple questions that I have regarding looking now at all that information. We have 60 days, or you have 60 days to draw this map. According to my calculations, that gives us to October 16th. If it's 60 business days, it goes into November. But the only thing the statute says is 60 days. So October 16th seems to be when you should get the map out here, and here we are in September. So a couple questions came to mind as I was looking through. One, was there an existing map uploaded to the software? Because I noticed the software. I went and looked at the software, and there was an option A and an option B. And I believe you had said that you had actually drawn out the maps, which to me that means you took option B. At least that's what it seemed to me. And you drew the maps out. My question is, who gave direction to this gentleman here to draw the maps out? Who gave him direction as to how to draw those maps? And if you have now given us a third map, would you have done the same thing had the public not been here? And I only ask that because of perception to the public, and we're the governed, right? We give you permission to rule over us, because that's what it says in the Constitution. We're the governed. And the governed gives you permission to create the laws. There was also a rumor, and rumors are kind of funny things, right? Rumors always have a hint of truth in them. One of the rumors was, somebody, I don't know if it was on this committee or on the board itself, said, well, the public's not going to show up anyway. And in most cases, you're probably right. Shame on us for not paying attention. But as you see in the United States, there's a lot of garbage that's going on now that I think the public is waking up to. And starting with these small committees, shame on us for not paying attention to what happened. And I guess it's much easier for people to, quote, get away with things if no one's watching. But I do respect you all for being on here. Some of you have been on here for a long time. You've been on here almost 2 years more than I was born. So that's a long while. And I can appreciate your work that you're doing in here. But you guys got to break this perception. Because the perception to us is that's what you were trying to do. You were trying to ramrod off more conservative folks that were on this board. But I do appreciate you guys doing it again. I just was doing my homework and just putting it all together myself. And I'm just your average citizen. Although some of you on this board has prompted me even more to want to run for an office, so I appreciate that anyway. Thanks.
My name is Michael Santoro. I live at 6117 65th Street, Kenosha. And I'm here today, and I want to know before I start, because I have two different types of speeches. One in hopes that you have brought a third map that helps the parties, both parties, not just one party, that helps both parties. Because I asked you last time, let's work together. And that's all we're asking for. We're not asking for miracles. We're asking to work together because we're tired of the stuff that's going on. And we just heard yesterday about the mandates that our president put in place. And none of us like that, to include some of you, I'm sure, and it will affect probably some of you. And some of the people in this room may lose their jobs. So we are becoming involved in government because we've been asleep, because it hasn't directly affected us. But we're to that point where now that it is directly affecting our well-being. So can we see the C board that you were supposed to draw the maps before I continue? I'm asking the board director. When the citizen comments are over, there
will be a presentation. Boy, turn your mic on, huh?
When the citizen comments are over, there will be a presentation.
Okay, then I will go ahead with my speech that I was going to talk about as if it doesn't favor anybody. So if it does, then I'll step back and I'll redact my statements. So why are we here? We're here because of the failure of this board. Several weeks ago, you were instructed to produce a map that favored all parties of this county, in this area. Your failure to do so is what brings us together again this evening. This committee is in such a rush to get this redistricting passed through that they forgot about law and about the people they serve. This committee is trying to impose their will on us, and we won't have it anymore. They're in contempt of gerrymandering as the current maps A and B stand. The current maps have been proposed are in violation of several constitutional laws in the state of Wisconsin. These proposed maps are in violation of compact district laws, District 19 is well beyond the constitutionally acceptable size for a district. It encompasses five different counties. After hearing from the district supervisor of District 19 last week, she stated she would have to attend five district council meetings monthly. That is ridiculous, because we all know that every time you hit one meeting, it turns into two or three more. So she would be inundated and couldn't serve that district properly. That is absurd. It was stated last meeting that the lines for the maps are drawn along roadways, terrain features, and as I'm quoting you, sir, alike riverways as well. So don't sit there and tell us these districts can't be gerrymandered, because we all know it has, and every one of us are here to defend that. This is exactly what has happened. If this sort of thing continues, there will be lawsuits coming. And at that time, you will be audited, and God forbid, you did not follow the law. The maps are beyond the 10% limit of the population deviation. We all know that. The maps unconstitutionally divide counties, communities of interest, including a District 8 represented by Supervisor Rodriguez. The GIS software has been manipulated and have drawn Supervisor Decker and Supervisor Nordigan into the same district. We know that they're over 8 miles apart. There was one thing, 10 miles in a straight line. We saw last week that they were not in a straight line. 10 miles, come on, don't tell us you can't redraw that properly. Which, if approved, will eliminate the seat of a duly elected official without the consent of the people. This is illegal, and we will not sit by idly and let this happen on our watch. Stop the hypocrisy, lying, and gerrymandering. You've stated that it has to be done in a very short timeline. I ask you, and the standard reply, you've been asked, and the standard reply is because of COVID, and that is baloney. How about we take our time and do it right? Do it right for once that supports the people. If you cannot do your job, get out of the way and let someone in who can and will. The actions of this committee, of the committee leader last week, were a disgrace. Many of the questions you were answered by the other supervisors, you couldn't even answer. Stop trying to rush this process. By doing so, you're violating the law, and you will be held accountable. Do your job. This is all we ask. Do your job. Why can't we work together, as I stated last week? The people want leaders who can work together, and we are tired of the fighting and bickering. A true leader brings the people together rather than creating dissent amongst us. Be a leader and bring us together by working with us and not against us. And I'm looking directly at you, sir, and I hope that that's what you can do. Thank you.
Any more citizen comments? Citizen comments? Citizens' comments? Citizens' comments are closed. Any member comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have a comment. If those who were here, when the 10th, I spoke up at the end of any comments, citizens' comments, and I said if...
Is there a way to amplify this?
Yes. Oh, you can't? Okay, I'll speak louder, okay? I'll try to speak as loud as I can, but that's all. So I said, was there any way we could not keep two supervisors in the same district? That was always that's part of the plan. I mean, I know that they call it gerrymandering, whatever you want to call it. Unless you go outside of certain bounds, there is no way that you, if we got to the point where we couldn't do a map, but I wasn't satisfied with the answers I got, so I requested that we have another meeting, that the gentlemen from the planning and zoning who have no political in this at all, and say that they could look at another way and look this over and come back and explain to us why it had to be that way. Why did we have to put two people together, okay? Because it's always been, I think I remember saying that, I remember that back in 1980, two supervisors lived across the street from each other. Well, it was almost impossible to come with a map where they weren't going to be thrown together. A couple, 10 years later, I think there was a couple that got thrown together because they lived in the same neighborhood. It was in the city, by the way. So I suggested that we have them go back and come to this meeting here, where most of you are here, and if you can't change it, explain to you and us and me and everyone else why it has to be this way. And if you can convince me that it, let's hear what they have to say. And I understand there's if did they develop another map or not? I guess they did. So let's hear it.
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Then we'll move to discussion of preliminary maps, and we'll have the presentation.
know.
To the chair of the committee and the entire committee, I would like to thank you for the opportunity.
Would it be possible for you being distanced, take your mask off so people could hear you clearly? Because I think you're six feet away from him. We want everybody in this room to hear everything.
All right. Thank you. To the committee and to the chair, thank you for the opportunity to present our findings after Tuesday's meeting. On Tuesday, we had a directive to look into whether or not there's a possibility of creating a third plan. And we have worked at it, and we have come up with a plan C that is before a lot of you here today in the packets that have been handed out, as well as on the maps that are displayed on the easels and on the tables in front of you. So, after Tuesday, and considering the motion by Supervisor Franco, we looked at how could we create a third option that met the criteria as outlined in the motion, and doing so in the quickest way possible, because this meeting was scheduled for this evening. So in doing so, we took a long look at plans A and B, and we tried to find items that we could salvage off of A and B that would save us time. So in that process, we looked specifically at districts 15 in Summers, 16 in Pleasant Prairie, and 23 in Twin Lakes. And we thought them to be rather solid, and we simply transferred them to Plan C immediately. As well, we took all of the city districts from Plan A as well, okay? And that was the basis from which we started. We then focused on District 22 because District 22 is an item of great content in this situation. So we took 22 and we made it as closely as we could back to what it was on the current supervisory district plan. And we made modifications according to the population data that was provided to us by the U.S. Census Bureau. You will notice there are some changes to 22, primarily along the south edge and then in the southeast corner of 22. It's a function of population change. After that was done, we then tackled 20 and 21, which is where things got rather tricky. The Village of Salem Lakes, as you all know, is an area of relatively high population surrounded by a lot of area of relatively low population. And Salem Lakes is really a conglomeration of a lot of district boundaries and so forth. And there's just no way around that based on what we have to work with. So we took a look at 20 and 21. And we started with 21, essentially, and we had to run it very far to the east, just like it had previously been in the last plan. And that more or less dictated the south boundary of 20. When we were creating District 20, we paid strict attention to the northeast corner of District 20. As in the current plan, it is currently in Supervisory District 19, and in order to attempt to minimize the number of municipalities that 19 touches, we we were very careful to not allow 19 to dip into the village of Salem Lakes. After 20 and 21 were completed, we moved on to District 19. District 19 has its challenges, like I've mentioned in the past, because you've got areas of very low population density in the towns of Paris and Brighton. And with that, you have very large census blocks, and there's not much you can do. 19 is going to be large based on the low population there. What that forced us to do is we were hemmed in by 15 then on the northeast, and we were hemmed in by 22, 20, and 21. It forced 19 to travel farther south into the village of Bristol. That had the effect of affecting 18, and 18 curled southwesterly and down into the south portions of Bristol, and had some effect on what we had for 17 right in the Prairie Springs Park area. We believe Plan C before you meets the criteria that was requested of us on Tuesday evening. The deviation on Plan C comes out to 12.16%. And we'd be happy to take any questions you may have.
Question. Does this Plan C put any supervisor, incumbent supervisors, in the same district as another incumbent supervisor?
It does not.
So in the city did not change much at all, or very little, nothing?
It changed very little from Plan A.
Okay.
So if at all.
What you're saying here is this Plan C is a plan that no two supervisors are in the same district. I know that some, I think if I look at this, some of it was, some lost some areas. Wheatland is back in the 22nd, I guess. Is that right?
I'm sorry, I could not hear that.
Is Wheatland back in the 22nd?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I have. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What is the allowable deviation that's given to us comprising these maps? Could you go over that for us again, please?
There is no solid allowable deviation. There is a suggested deviation of 10%. I will let Corp Counsel speak to that in more detail if that's important to you.
Could you please expand on that, please?
Certainly. Any deviation below 10% is presumptively constitutional. There is an area between 10% and 16.4% in which courts have found maps constitutional with those deviations, as long as the deviations can be explained as having been created by or caused by service to the other traditional redistricting principles. Anything at 16.5 and above is presumptively unconstitutional and would probably be found so. So at 12.2, we are within that range where the maps are certainly defensible in court, particularly if the explanation is that we were doing this to preserve communities of interest, ensure that incumbents didn't have to run against each other. What I was saying was that any deviation below 10% is deemed constitutional. Between 10% and 16.4%, those deviations can be found constitutional if they can be justified or explained by being caused by maps drawn in the service of other traditional redistricting principles. Anything at 16.5 and above is presumptively unconstitutional. Based on what I'm hearing, a map C at a deviation of 12.1 or 12.2 is certainly defensible in court, particularly as explained that it was drawn to preserve communities of interest, ensure that incumbents didn't have to run against each other, was trying to maintain as best as possible municipal boundaries, and so forth.
Thank you, Corporation Counsel. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's all I have at this time.
It's okay if you want to...
Go ahead, Gage.
You sure?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. Well, I just have a couple questions. From this year, I looked and there's some districts in there that got too many islands in between them. A special district, even District 14, it's got two or three of them. The other one is District 19, because it's so huge, I say it's due to population. But actually, if he goes into Paddock Lake, I'm not that really that much familiar with the county, but if that was part of Paddock Lake was given to that, that could have been reduced by a pretty large size. Also, we're not, I don't think we're taking deviation. Of course, it's over 10%, which is about 12% in some cases, which I think is unconstitutional. Another thing we should look, District 7 and 10, it's kind of packed with minorities, which they're really high compared to any other districts. I believe, 7 is about 66.38, and 7 and 10, I believe. District 10, it's about 58.39. So that is another problem. And then we say we're not going into any other municipality, especially with Kenosha or anything. But there is some intergovernmental agreements which they should be coming pretty soon, especially with a portion of Bristol, Somers, and Paris, which that should be taken into consideration when we do that. Now, I know, I believe you made a statement that this was done just in order to save time. We'll do this. Again, I've been speaking on this since the first day. I don't think we're here to save time. Let's do it correct. It's not our fault that we got the census in the middle of August. We have 180 days to do this. Why are we pushing it to do it in 60 days? There is no reason. Okay, I know I asked Corporation Counsel, and they said that we might have some legal problem later on if we're not there. I don't believe we are. Of course, I'm not an attorney. But the other thing is we might have problems the other way. And if any of the municipalities is going to go to court like it happened 10 years ago, what's going to happen? I guess the question, the answer was, well, if that happens, by the time we get through the court system, well, it's going to be all over. It's done. There's nothing else that can do it. Well, I guess we're taking, we're doing what the state or the federal is doing. Just let down. Let's do something unconstitutional. By the time it goes through the court system, well, everything is done. It's over. So let's not try to save time. Let's do what's right. And let's take our time and do it. You know, we got the budget coming up. We're just presented with something about $16 million that they want to put it in the budget. So we're looking at that. Wednesday night at the other meeting, they come up with something else, which we're talking another $17 million. So, and we got the budget coming up. It's going to come up in 2 weeks, and the vote is going to be in about a month and a half. Let's take our time. Let's do it right. Let's just, you know, whatever it takes. If we get done, fine. If not, we'll do when we're ready.
Now, you want to answer that?
The islands in 14, because we abided by the unity of the political subdivisions for Somers, there are Somers Islands interspersed in 14. That happened in 2010, it is proposed on this map as well, and the direction we were given was to maintain that political unity. So that's why they are there at this time.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Cindy was answering my question. Can I say something on that? Okay. I believe you said the political has to do political in that way or whatever?
The unity of the political subdivision, which means we honored the border of the city of Kenosha.
Okay. And just because the city of Kenosha, they asked that or whatever, whoever asked, that doesn't mean that it's the correct one. So I can ask anything I wanted. Am I going to get it? I would love for everybody to give me $1 million tonight. Are you guys going to give it to me? Or just because if I had the first to do it, I could force everyone to do it? Again, let's do it right. Let's take our time and do it right.
Thank you. Scott, well, first of all, let's keep in mind the essential hurdle that we were dealing with maps A and B have been answered. The two districts have been separated. And the issue that I had also last several days ago when we had our previous meeting was to make sure that not only the two districts were separated, but that there was no unintended consequence to any other district. And it appears that that has been resolved too. So the central issue with maps A and B have been addressed. Now the only question I have is, and I want to hear it from Mr. Schutze, based on the principles and norms that you set forth in our initial meeting, have they, as far as you can tell, been addressed? Equal in population, compact, no unnecessary islands, et cetera, et cetera, with the norms as well. Minority concerns, incumbents, protected, preservations of communities of interest, and consistency with census block. Have those all been addressed in your opinion?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so there's really no serious questions about any of those?
I don't believe so.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to ask.
I don't think delay is what we ought to be doing. I think we have a plan now in front of us that I think it answers the questions that I asked and the questions that I had. And you would explain it to the public, the ones that were here, and most of them are here tonight. So I'm going to make a motion that we approve Plan C. And we can always go to questions again under my motion, okay? If I can get a second.
I'll second that.
We have a first and a second with the committee. Is there any discussion amongst the committee?
I'm content.
Okay.
And that motion includes this to be referred to the county board for approval.
Okay. All right. All in favor of moving Map C, state by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. I have
a question. Where, Supervisor Nudo, there's a motion on the floor. Hold on. Supervisor, counsel, what should I be doing? Is there is a motion on the floor.
There is a motion on the floor.
We can't hear you.
There is a motion on the floor. I believe that you had called for a vote before Supervisor Nudo attempted to say anything.
Okay.
I think you're wrong. I had my hand up when Supervisor Frederick was speaking.
You know, when he was making the motion, is there a lawyer? I had my hands up. Is there a lawyer in the room?
I made a motion. I got a second. The chairman asked for a vote, and we took a vote. I thought.
No, we're in the middle of the vote.
I understand that, but according to Corporation Counsel, he said the only reason is because I did not have my hand up. I did not ask to speak before he called for a vote. So that's what I'm saying. I had my hand up when you were making the motion. That's all I said. And that's not what the decision came at. So what will be the decision? Because I had my hand up before he asked for a vote.
Why are you afraid to hear him speak?
I'll let him speak. No, I'll let him speak. I did not see him. If you're, because you're behind, you're directly behind Supervisor Kubicki. So if you, I'll let you speak on, and I'll stop the vote.
Okay. My question is pretty much it's a simple question. So we're voting on, I should say we. You guys are voting on option C.
Right. Okay. I made that motion,
which,
right.
The option C includes the new version of the county portion of the districts, okay? And then before we had two maps in front of us for the city portion, A and B.
Those
so
are all included.
This goes with A, so we really, we don't have an option anymore, or you guys in this case, or right now, you don't have an option to pick A or B for the city. I think it should be done to pick A or B for the city, and then go, you know, option C by putting the new map drawn for the county, but for the city, it will be the portion chosen between A and B, unless there is a choice on that. That would be
okay.
We have
the motion on the floor.
I mean,
anything
I
else on the
motion?
My motion
was clear, and it was proved that we have three options, A, B, or C.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My second is for your motion of
C.
Right.
It was passed. So now it goes to the county board next week on the 15th.
No, we need a complete. No, we need still need to vote on it.
Objections? Go ahead.
We still need to vote on it.
We haven't voted on it yet.
So with the committee, all in favor of option C, state by saying.
Let's take a roll call.
Okay. Supervisor Palmaville.
Yes.
Supervisor Frederick.
Yes.
Supervisor Kubicki.
Yes.
Supervisor Franco.
Yes.
Supervisor Frederick, aye. Okay. Any other matters to come before the committee?
I move this committee adjourned.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say it by saying aye.
Hold up. No adjournment yet.
Okay.
That's the other matter there.
We got another. Is it just we got this yet to do yet, right? No, we just got to sign it, right?
Okay.
So we're not adjourned.
No, we're not adjourned. We have to do this stuff.
Right.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, just for the benefit of the public, what I have provided to the committee is the resolution indicating that. That the attached map, which now will be map C based on the previous vote, is being recommended as the tentative redistricting map. This would be what would be in front of the board on Wednesday night. After the committee has had a chance to review it, and essentially all it does is sort of state the procedural background of how we got here, and then again, map C will be attached to it. I would appreciate a vote on the actual resolution so that we can provide that to the clerk's office.
I'll give it a moment for the committee to look it over.
Boyd, speak into your mic, will you?
I'll give the committee a moment to read it over.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if anyone would like, I'd be prepared to read it so that everyone could hear it.
I'll give everyone some time to read it.
I was wondering also before the board meeting or as soon as we can, if we can have this, the option three, to be mapped where every supervisor lives in the district.
I don't know what's possible. I don't know what's possible. That's what I'm asking them.
The location of the supervisors have not been placed on any maps, as that information has been pulled off of the website. I will do that at the direction of the committee, but only at the direction of the committee will I do that.
Oh, I knew you would not take my direction. If the committee could direct on that, I would appreciate it. So we just see where every supervisor lives in the district.
Okay.
I believe it's constitutional right to have that, and it was done 10 years ago. So we, just to make it easy for everybody, so we all know what everybody is.
Nothing disinfects like sunlight.
Supervisor Franco.
Mr. Schutze, would that be possible to put a dot in each one of the 23 districts to show where everyone lives?
That can be done, yes, but that brings up a privacy issue that I will not post it to the county website unless I have specific direction to do so, is what I'm saying right now. Those addresses were pulled off of our county website already, so that county board supervisors' addresses are not found on there.
I didn't realize that. Thank you.
Supervisor Rodriguez.
Can I make a suggestion that this comes to our next meeting? That Matt would be on this vote?
I think your question should be directed to the committee, and the committee should tell me how to proceed.
How about I make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I don't think this committee has the authority to do that. The county board does, though. But not this committee.
All right.
Our charge is to draw a map, and that's all our charge is. So if you're going to go divert and go to that, then I think you have to propose it to the county board for that county board to approve it, because we're just a committee of the county board.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Any other opinions?
Not to push this issue, but I believe it's a constitutional right, and if it's okay, I would like to have my attorney to talk.
I don't think I need an opinion from an attorney tonight on that myself, but if he wants
not,
to, if you want to do it, go ahead. I mean,
with all
the
respect,
hell.
You might not, but I might not. Because the attorney way for the corporation, you know, our corporation comes a lot of things giving us straight answers, so I went out to get my own attorney. So I would like it to be okay.
Okay.
That'd be okay?
That's fine.
Chairman, Anthony Nudo, for the record, 4003 80th Street, Suite 101. The purpose for...
Can you speak into the mic, Anthony?
Sure, no.
Thank you.
The purpose for...
Oop, there we go. All right, the purpose for requesting the supervisors and where they are and mapped out as they were 10 years ago is a constitutional principle for no district to be left unrepresented if it could be avoided. That's a constitutional principle, just how neighborhoods should be kept intact, communities of interest should be kept intact. Right now, on this map, you have communities of interest that are mapped out, towns, villages, cities. They're mapped out. They're labeled here. Supervisors should be labeled on this map as well because, again, that's a constitutional principle to keep every district represented if at all possible. And this is not unprecedented. It happened 10 years ago where the county and the city actually mapped that out. So that's the basis for the request.
Researching the issue, I'm not prepared to say whether it is or is not a constitutional issue. I don't see an issue with providing that information if it is the desire of the committee to have that information available. Mr. Schutze has advised that, as far as he knows, there are no two supervisors that have been placed in the same districts on Map C. I assume he would also be able to advise that there is no district that is currently left, quote, unrepresented, unquote. But, again, I don't see a problem with providing that information if that's what the committee desires.
Okay. No motion from the committee, then.
What are you hiding?
What do you want?
Come on, this is pretty simple. We want to know where.
He just said it's fine for them to do it. There's no problem doing it.
What are you hiding?
Is there any motion on the...
So you're going to ignore everybody here that wants that.
Okay. Okay. Is there a motion on the resolution? Is there a second? Is there any discussion on the resolution? Okay. We'll do a roll call vote on the resolution. Supervisor Palmaville?
Yes.
Frederick?
Yes.
Kubicki?
Aye.
Franco?
Aye.
Frederick, aye. Okay. Is there anything else to come before the committee this evening? All right. Is there a motion to adjourn? All right. Is there a second? Okay. All in favor, state by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?